All right, today I'm going to lead you in an exercise to let the light of Christ inhabit your body and the cells of your body in a way that's more powerful and effective than you've had probably so far. And the light of Christ is already in you. However, there can always be more. And so the light of Christ will actually cause your cells to change and to vibrate faster and more in tune with heaven. And so it makes it easier for you to see angels, for you to connect with the heavenly power, for you to reach up and grab authority and bring it into the earth. And there's a lot of health benefits to this. I'm in very good health considering my habits. And I sort of eat like I work in a barbecue restaurant. And when different people have gone over my body and say, well, you know, what's your story? You know, why are you in such good health? It's because I've been doing this since I was 21. And it causes your body to vibrate in a way that's closer to the way God created it to be. It's like the little children, you know, how much vitality they have and how they can bounce back. And it will bring you into a more childlike state of receptivity and health.
How old you are?
I'm going to be 70.
Okay.
All right, so now we're going to start the exercise. And I'm sure that you've seen pictures of your cells. Sometimes they'll show pictures of diseases entering the body and then the cells fighting. Okay, so you know the little kind of circular, they look like little creatures, your cells. Okay, so you have millions of cells in your body. And we're going to start with your head, and we're going to comb carefully through each area of the body, asking the light of Christ, which is not information, it's not understanding, it is radiant energy. It's like when you go into a dark room, you don't open a book. You turn on a light, which is radiant energy, that lets you see. Okay. So this is not metaphorical. The light of Christ is real. And you can see it in Christians' faces. Sometimes after they're baptized or after they're, you know, they're newly saved, you'll actually see light coming out of them. And some people have carry a light in their atmosphere all the time. Okay. So now we're going to ask Jesus to fill us with light. We're going to start at the top of our head. And we're going to work carefully down, particularly see the back part of your head is where the subconscious mind is stored, so to speak. That's a part of you that could really use a good going over because it holds a lot of memories that you don't need anymore. It holds a lot of wounding that's not really in your best interest. So we're going to comb carefully through that part of you, but all your whole mind, your eyes, your tongue, that's important, your throat. Tops of your shoulders. We're going to go very carefully through every part of the body, all the way down to your toes. And we're going to take our time doing it because it's not how fast you do this. It's like we're looking for a change. Like if you were getting a massage, you wouldn't want a 2-minute massage. You want a half an hour. Okay? And this will probably take 15 or 20 minutes. I don't really know. But we're not going to rush. Okay? All right, so Lord Jesus, I ask that you'll release your light starting at the top of our heads. And just see the light coming in, very top of your head. And starting to work its way through every cell. And kind of imagine those cells, or if you can see them, that's even better. And they're going to intrude because they have a faster vibration, a higher power. So the light of Christ will be dominant over what's in your cells already, and it'll push out the darkness. So the light pushes out the darkness. So we'll bring it in, and now we're just going to take our time. So go carefully through the top of your head. The light has a life and intelligence of its own. So just like water, it'll flow to where it needs to go. Kind of let it circulate. Almost now that should be moving in a circular pattern through your mind. And there, we're not that rigid about this. If you're doing this by yourself and you feel like concentrating on a certain area, that's fine. You can be guided by the Spirit. But let it be moving now in a circular pattern through the whole part of your head. You'll feel it gathering strength and intensity. Let it start working its way down your throat. Your throat and your spine are very important. It's where a lot of the power of God is expressed. The light move up and down your throat, into your tongue. Again, kind of almost a circular motion moving through that whole neck and jaw area. Penetrating each cell and taking up residence there. Jesus, we invite your light to take up residence in us and to grow in us. We want to be more like you, cell by cell. See the light going down your spinal column from the back of your neck, and it's starting to move down towards the top of your shoulders. The spinal cord and its pathways just filled with the light of Christ. Let it start to move across the tops of your shoulders and your shoulder blades. The light start to expand now from the tops of your shoulders down slowly through the very beginning of your chest. Just let it go down both arms now slowly. Take your time. Start up at your shoulders and work your way slowly down the muscles of your arm. The muscles of the back of the arm. Let every cell come alive. Starting from your elbows, let it expand slowly towards your hands. Palms of your hands start to come alive. Your hands are very important. They're major carriers of God's power. Let your wrists come alive. The palms of your hands begin to glow and vibrate. All the way through, penetrate all the way deep, deep, deep into the cellular structure. You'll feel it start to move up in your fingers, towards your fingertips. The power just flow into your hands. Okay, come back slowly to your chest again, upper chest. Just take your time and start to work your way down. We want to rebuild the lungs. The more oxygen the lungs can take in, the more alive we'll be. Let every cell of the lungs be regenerated. Let our hearts be filled, every cell in the heart filled with the light of Christ. Okay, move slowly from the heart area and down towards your stomach. All that's very important. Let every cell of the stomach be blessed and changed. Make sure you've included your back. If we've gone too fast over an area that you have excluded something, come back up to your back, Make sure all your back is part of this, especially your spine and the spinal column. The light of Christ just enter all the big muscles in the back. Up and down the spinal cord. All the way down to the base of the spine. All the way through the coccyx area. And then let it start to spread out through your hips. All through your digestive tract. The light come into the sockets of your legs where they join the hips. Every cell's changed into light. Let the light work its way all the way through. All through your hips, all the organs down there. Let it go deep into the bones. The big bones produce blood, blood cells. Let there be a deep penetration of the light into those big bones. Continue to work its way down your leg. Should be about midway now between your hips and your knees. All the flesh, but especially the bones. Slowly start letting it move down towards your knees, but be very thorough. See each individual cell being invaded by the light of Christ. Blessed and filled, all the darkness leaving you. Just move slowly and carefully, sort of the start, the beginning of your knees. Let the regenerating power of the light invade your knees, fill your knees up. Very slowly let the light start to move down your calves and into those big leg bones. go slowly and thoroughly into the calves and into the leg bones. You should feel an exhilaration in your muscles. See the light to start slowly moving towards the ankles. Go over the soles of your feet very carefully. Into each toe joint, to your heels. Our feet support us in this life. All right, finally, I want you to end with seeing a circular sphere of light completely around your body, maybe around 8 foot in circumference, so that would be 4 feet on each side. To see that a circle of light surrounds you, we call this your atmosphere, and let this part of you be charged with the light of Christ. Everywhere you go, you should be dressed and clothed in the light of Christ, and it will tend to push evil away from you, both demonic and human, both physical and spiritual. So let that bright light shine around you. The power and presence of Christ carried right around you, and you'll bless people as you go by, just as you brush against them. They'll feel better, and they won't know why. Make sure you've got it on all sides, everywhere equally present. And this can be a meditation in itself, is just to put that circle of light around you and then have it enclose your body and meet in the middle. You can spend a whole half an hour just almost letting it pulse in and out until it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. You should never be walking around in this world without the light of Christ around you. All right.